Welcome to the Positively Midlife podcast. We are college friends, now in our 50s, exploring midlife together. Join us on this journey filled with honest discussion on the topics and challenges that are important to women at midlife.
Alan, I am super excited about this episode this week. You know, it has been 2 long years post-COVID now that we've had to stay home during the holidays or make our holidays really small get-togethers. But now, I don't know about you, but I am ready to break out and have some big fun this holiday season. And the big question is always, always, what to wear?
You know, I totally agree with you. I am ready for big fun, and I'm already having big fun. It kicked off with a Warriors game, and I've got a game night, a few parties, a party in January, and even a big office party, Tish, for the first time in at least 2 or 3 years. And I'm always struggling with what to wear to each event. You know that. It's a big decision. What do you got going on?
Well, I actually already had a little holiday get-together at my house with some old friends, and I got super dressed up. Everyone's like, I didn't know we were supposed to get really dressed up. I said, however anyone wants to come is fine. But me, I will take any opportunity to get dressed up. I got invited to an event that said cocktail or black tie. I was like, yes, I love that. So I'm always about that. And this coming week, I have 3 different events coming up. So there's a lot going on this season, and I am excited about it.
That is so great. I mean, I feel like we're all roaring back into having fun. And, you know, I'm really excited to talk about this today because fashion is fun. I know you love it. You're a more of a fashionista than I am. So I'm really interested to see what you have to say about go-to outfits and what some of your holiday fashion secrets are. But before we get into this, let's talk about our weekly obsessions. Tish, what do you have for me this week?
Well, my weekly obsession this week has to be Rent the Runway. So I have been with Rent the Runway for over a year now, where I can rent. I'm on a plan where I can rent 8 different outfits a month, 4 in the beginning of the month, and then I return those and I can get another 4. And over the last year, Ellen, do you know that I have rented over $40,000 worth of clothes for less than $2,000?
That is insane. But when I think about the amazing clothes you've been wearing this year, it kind of does make sense, right? I mean, I can pick out a few things
that
you've worn that have been spectacular.
It has really been my personal splurge. And as I've been on this weight loss journey, I haven't really wanted to invest into a lot of outfits that I knew I was going to outgrow or grow out of, I should say. But I wanted to really celebrate all these different milestones that I was making as I've lost weight over the last 2 years. And so Rent the Runway has been spectacular. It's also allowed me to try some outfits that I wouldn't normally buy or invest in, you know? So it's allowed me to really kind of push where my fashion sense is. And I've just had a bunch of fun with it. I know I'm going to post a link that will allow people, if they're at all interested in this concept, if you have special things going on or just want to like update your style, or you have weddings and stuff coming up, it is a fantastic thing to do. And by using the link, it'll give them some discount to start off with. But I know you've done Rent the Runway. And what I love is you've been able to pause it, haven't you?
You know, I have. I think that's one of the best things about it. I had a quiet period here in between things where I was just doing a lot of work from home. So I paused it. But I love getting dresses in particular from Rent the Runway for when I have fun things going on. So I highly recommend it too. I had a different membership without so many pieces, but I did try things. Like you were saying, I was a lot more adventurous.
Yeah.
than I normally am when buying clothes.
Yeah, because it's reasonable to do it. But what about you, Ellen? What is your obsession this week?
Well, mine is a holiday obsession too, but I am obsessed with my silver Martha Stewart tinsel tree. And a couple of years ago, I decided to go with this tree. It's super retro. I think you and I have spoken before about how in the 60s and 70s, lots of people had these silver, or sometimes people had blue or crazy colored trees, but mine is silver. It's 6 feet tall. It's something I can snap together in 5 minutes and decorate. And this year, I went with pink and blue and kind of like a beachy theme with the silver. And I have to say, I'm obsessed.
I grew up with a tinsel tree, a silver tinsel tree, and I so miss that. I love that you have one of those. Ours used to have this little color thing that would shine different colored lights on it, and it would rotate. And so the tree would turn blue or green or yellow. It was, and as a little kid, I was fascinated. I would just lay under the tree and watch it turn all those colors with the lights off in the room. So I love that. It's glamorous. I don't know. I love the tinsel tree. I want to see pictures of your tinsel tree.
I will put it up. It feels a little Hollywood, if you know what I mean. So I'm in love. I'm in love. I will definitely post photos.
Well, I want to talk about a little bit more about fashion and stuff in terms of what people are going to wear. And, you know, have you ever noticed that all the major events in our lives really revolve around that special dress? I mean, it starts from the very beginning, the christening dress, the first communion, the bat mitzvah.
Maybe a quinceañera or a sweet 16.
Prom dress.
Yep.
Graduation gown.
Graduation.
That wedding dress.
Super important.
It's always about the dress. And this holiday season, I'm going to challenge people that let's go out and get that special outfit or recreate something from our own closets to make it really special and elevate that holiday into a really special time, a really special memory around the dress.
I love how you say the dress. And it's so true. The dress, by picking out a special dress, it really does seem to honor the event or to make something special or even to make something like your at-home party into something special. You said you put on a glam dress and I love it. And, you know, I have to say, I can remember every detail of each of my special dresses that you just walked through. But one dress that comes to mind is an Albert Nippon dress. Do you remember that designer from the 80s?
Oh, my gosh. Are you talking about that when you wore that dress to that dance in college?
Yes, I am. That's the dress.
I knew it. Oh, my gosh. I remember that dress. You were like a princess.
I'm pulling that dress out. Well, it was the first time I ever bought a beautiful dress for myself, and it was royal blue silk off the shoulder on the top with a big bow and a black velvet skirt to the knee. And I just looked up Albert Nippon, and, you know, some people still sell some vintage things of his, but it was a splurge. I also wore it to the inaugural ball we went to later that year as well. So I got two for one out of that dress.
For President Ronald Reagan, that ball.
Ronald Reagan.
That was four more years. That was his second inauguration, right? Yes.
Yes, it was. Yeah. So that was my memory dress. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who,
crazy.
Who was your date for that? Was that Biff?
I think it was a guy named Biff. Yes, from University of Maryland.
From University of Maryland, if you came to Trinity, we remember you.
We do for the Holly Hop. You, Biff. Hello. Long time no talk.
But, you know, but again, it's always about that. I can think back into, I know prom dress I wore. I mean, all those. It's just something special when you just feel spectacular in that special dress too. You know, when I think about like old Hollywood time where women would really go out of their way to dress up and put such effort and attention into the way they look. You know, I know life is now so much more casual and about being casual and comfortable, but sometimes we need to shake it up and put on the dress.
So true. You know, it is pretty casual here in California, but I think at midlife we can be both glam and cash, right? And that we get that special feeling now by glamming it up more than ever. And I have to share a secret. I know you know this, but during the pandemic, when it was at its worst and we were so closeted, if I could say closeted here in California, I went on The Real Real. You know, yes. I love that site. And I bought several gowns, long gowns, not just dresses, but crazy long gowns. And so I think I was just craving some sort of future, fantasy future, where I could wear them at that point. So the dress and the glamour is so important. There's something so special about taking off that pair of jeans, you know, putting jeans with heels and a sequined shirt too. Like, glam can be a little bit of everything, at being cash glam or glam glam.
Yes, I love that idea. So if you're not like, I want to wear a dress, but you're a jeans kind of girl, you can still glam up those jeans with an amazing like sequined shirt, you know, just putting a great pair of heels on or whatever. I say go for it. This is the season to just go for it.
And yeah, I love the dressy jean look. And I'm going to probably venture to say you're probably wearing some dressy jeans with some white cowboy boots at some point during this holiday season,
You know I'm going to have to pull those white cowboy boots on again. Those are my thing. But, you know, Ellen, I think so many women think that you need to spend a ton of money in order to have something super special. And I want people to understand there are so many options that are reasonable and don't break the bank anymore. There are two particular stores that are very trendy that I just love. One is Zara and one is Versona. For those trendy, reasonable looks that, you know, that you can go to, and it's not going to break the bank.
I love that. We don't have Versona out here, but I love Zara. It's kind of that high-low combination, right? Where you get some high fashion at a low price.
Yes. And both
totally
of them
agree with you.
Do have online options, which is nice.
That's true. And I have to say, I found some great, really flattering and budget options on Amazon. And a few years ago, I wouldn't have even thought to buy anything on Amazon.
Well, what, like for this season, what would be like your favorite pick from Amazon?
Well, I found the most beautiful red velvet, like a deep red velvet wrap dress. And it's more of a midi style because I'm tall, I can wear that. But I love the Diane von Furstenberg wrap dress concept. And I will put a link to it. This dress is so beautiful and really well made.
You know, there's something, I love the wrap dress because it's forgiving with size. You know, you can, you know, if you're feeling a little bloaty one day or you had a big dinner or something, wrap dresses are so
That's
forgiving.
Right.
And I don't think there's any body type that it doesn't really make the best of it. You know, I think they're I think they're spectacular on all body types. So I love the wrap dress. And you know what? Red is just so quintessential Christmas.
It is. And, you know, there's so many different reds. This is kind of a deep jewel tone red, and I love it. And you're right. The wrap dress fits every body shape, every body size. And I'm doing some very nice knee-high boots with it, high-heeled boots. So, you know, you can even go any way you want on the footwear.
So what type of price point are you talking about with this wrap dress?
I'm talking about $50.
Wow.
$50.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have 100 red velvet wrap dresses of all different styles and sizes on there. But yeah, a beautiful option for $50. I think that's crazy.
I love that.
But Tish, what's your pick for something special this holiday season?
Now, I had mentioned to you that I have a black tie cocktail dress attire to go to. And so Rent the Runway had this most spectacular bright pink with gold stitching throughout it dress that I have on loan from Rent the Runway. It is almost a $600 dress, and it's one of my 8 outfits for the month, and I can't wait to wear it.
Oh, it looks so beautiful, and you can tell that it's just beautifully designed. Do you know what designer it is?
You know, I'm not even sure the design name, so I'll have to post that one in particular. And I definitely, when I go to the event, I'm going to post on our Facebook page some of these dresses that I'm going to wear too. But Ellen, there's a big trend, I shouldn't say trend, because this is like a classic thing. How do you feel about the female tuxedo suit?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I love this for the holidays. And our friend Felicia, she has the most beautiful tuxedo suit for the holidays from Zara. And again, it goes to, you know, buying something that she can wear, mix and match, put the jacket on with a dress, the pants alone, the whole thing together. You know, it can be worn together. It can be separate. She can throw on a nice glam top with the pants. And, you know, if a tux is just too much for you, I have some great velvet pants from Banana Republic, and they're wonderful, and they're very forgiving. And I also have a pair of velvet jeans, so that's kind of, you know, in a little bit of that style. So I'm all in. How about you on the tuxedo, Tish?
I love the tuxedo look. And so what I really love about it too, so our friend Felicia, she is not really about the dress. You know, she likes pant suits and stuff like that, but she wanted to take it to a more glam level. And so the tuxedo suit is really the one that really caught her attention, and that she could wear just the jacket or wear just the pants. It was more versatile. She could wear a top under the jacket. She could go a little flashier and wear nothing under the jacket. I mean, you can really, it's a really a versatile piece. And if you're not that dressy dress girl, I'm telling you, the tuxedo suit's the way to go.
I agree. But let's talk about this kind of iconic, romantic, it's kind of a caramel colored tulle skirt that's all over Instagram this year. It has these beautiful 3D kind of posy black flowers on it. I think we both tagged how much we love this skirt.
I want that skirt in the worst way. And I kept thinking, oh, is it going to be like too trendy? You know what? I think it's classic trendy. It is the kind of skirt where you could put a t-shirt and dress it down. You could put a silk shirt, dress it up, maybe I mean, you could go so many different ways. You could, the shoes that you pick to pair with it. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. But isn't that another one that people can pick up off of Amazon?
You know what it is? And I was just at the Legion of Honor Museum here a few weeks ago in San Francisco, and I saw a woman in that skirt with some Doc Martens and a leather moto jacket. And it just was such a great pulled together look. I mean, I did a double take because, you know, we've been wanting that skirt.
I love the juxtaposition between that soft romantic skirt and the hard Doc Martens and leather. I love that. I love that edginess of bringing both. And like you had said earlier, like we can have both. And that's a great example.
Oh, it just looked amazing. But, you know, earlier you mentioned Versona, and that's one of your go-to shops. Tell me, did you find anything there for the holidays?
Yeah, so I love this Versona. And if you've never been to one, all I can explain it as, it's like a Garanimals for adult women. The whole store is color coordinated. There's your blue section, your green section, your black, your white, your pink. And then all the accessories for that color are in that section. Mm-hmm. And every Monday, they have a fresh new shipments that come in. And so you literally could go every week and find something new. And the price points are typically $50 and under for some spectacular things. Sometimes you have to go a little bit higher end, but for the most part, you really don't. And so Versona is one I like to get those trendy pieces for, because you just never know. You don't want to spend like big money on something that's trendy, but there was one piece in there, and it's an awesome black satin skirt. It's one of those that is cut on the bias. And so again, you can dress it up, you can dress it down. It doesn't really matter. And it is actually elastic as well. So it's a little forgiving. And again, you could do it with the Doc Martens. You could do it with the heels. You could do it with the flats. You could just go all over with it. And, you know, it can go quite, you could go into spring with it. So that is my little pick, because I got that with this little leather jacket. And again, it's a real thin, and being down south, the thinner leather is so much better for us down here. That whole outfit was under $100.
That's amazing. I saw a picture of you in that outfit. And, you know, I have the same skirt. Mine is a deep midnight blue, but it's from J. Crew. And I wear that year round as well. I love to wear it with a white t-shirt and tennis shoes in the summer, you know, really dressing it down and then really dressing it up here around the holidays. So it's a classic, I'd say. But, you know, for me, sometimes the best place for me to shop or to find something to wear for the holidays is in my own closet. And I'm always feeling like, what do I got in there that maybe I've forgotten about, right? But getting some basics and investing in those, and then, as you said, just throwing something new in them with them that makes you feel special. So I know I shared with you these great ostrich cuffs you can buy on Etsy in all these fun different colors. And I have bought a pair of those to wear with a great black jacket that was in my closet. I found, yes, a black velvet blazer in there, some sparkly Prada high heels, a beaded black sweater. And honestly, when you do invest in some really great basics, you can just mix and match in your closet. I mean, what about you? Do you feel like you can mix and match in your closet?
You know, for me, it's a little challenged right now because my size has changed so dramatically that a lot of the stuff that I was wearing, I've actually passed along to other friends who are on their own weight loss journey and maybe just a little bit behind. So right now, I'm a little challenged shopping from my closet, but I love that idea of when I go to buy pieces, I want something that's going to be versatile and basic, and then kind of zhuzh it up with the accessories, you know, get that fun pair of heels, get that amazing necklace or scarf or whatever it is. I think I might be obsessed with those ostrich cuffs that you were talking about. Like, I mean, you could take a very basic black blazer and you put those on and you are party. you are party just by putting those cuffs on. So you're definitely going to have to post those as well. That should be your second obsession for this week, is those cuffs.
I know. I am obsessed with them. I got them in pink and white. I had to get two pairs. I was afraid they might be gone. They're from Etsy. So we'll definitely put a link there. But I have to say, I love the Real Real. I love looking in local consignment shops. We have some great consignment shops here. Poshmark, all of those are great places to find special occasion things that people may have worn once and are recycling. So I love that idea as well.
If you have a friend who's a similar size to you and they wore something, you know, in some of the past years, maybe switch up with them, you know, that's okay too, because it's going to look so different on you than someone else. And somebody won't even realize, you know, if like you and I, if we switch stuff, it's just going to look so different. You know, you're taller, I'm shorter, different coloring. But what I'm saying is, you know, just, I want you to go out at least once. I want all of our listeners to go out once during this holiday season, and I want you to feel princess-like. I want you to feel spectacular. I want you to have the dress on.
I love it. And you know, we have spent the last several years toning down the holidays, and it is time to go all out. Let's get back to making that super special, right down to like the dress or the outfit or the tuxedo. Get your girl tribe together, dress to the hilt, go out for cocktails, see a concert, you know, have champagne, do a tea, go to the ballet. It's all out there. Go see Christmas lights together. I mean, everything is back on this year.
Everything is back on. So our message today is the reason you should make an effort, well, it's really to celebrate life. Time with your family and friends is reason enough to make it super special. And as we said, it all starts with the dress.
That it does. Till next time.
Till next time.
The Positively Midlife podcast will drop every Wednesday. Become part of our tribe of women excited to thrive in midlife. Like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you listen, and invite your friends along. Until next time, have a great week.